DJW Mobile.
W4DJW KO4NUE.
Remembered what I was going to ask you a day later.
What was it?
I think Gabriel's going to go ahead and pick up the TS-2000, but Bonnie's going to notify me when it's paid for, then I'm going to come over there and get that, pick that one up to give to him. So I was just going to let you, give you a heads up so you know what was coming.
Well, would you like me to meet him somewhere? I'd be glad to do that.
Well, it's paid for before I say that, just so that I don't put anybody out for no reason, unnecessarily. And then on that video, I saw you started at the bottom and you went up, and that was like the most aggressive path, the fastest path. You start out fast and then you got smaller and smaller. What happens if you go the other way? Can you start out gradual and then get faster and faster if you go start at the top and go down?
So good. It's working with you and the repeater. So, I'm kind of tickled with it. I'm not too pleased with the soldering, but, you know, it works.
Is that it works? So where'd you get the values for the resistors? Is that, did you find a schematic somewhere on that, or did you just randomly start picking out values until you found the ones you liked?
Calculator. There's about 15 or 20 calculators online. You just input your values, what you want, and it spits out what you need. And I think I'm a little bit off. I could not use the exact resistors. I just used what was close. And I can definitely see that, but it does work.
Anybody ever does. Nobody has the exact right resistors for exactly what they need. I mean, I buy boxes and boxes and boxes of resistors, and I still don't have the exact resistors that I need. Unless you use a variable potentiometer or something like that, it's just not going to happen. But you get close enough, and that's what's important.
Well, I'm just going to let you know it's there. It works. I don't know how, but it does work.
So that's on a listen only transceiver. I know that's a handy talkie, but that's a listen only handy talkie. You wouldn't. In other words, you don't have one path for the transmit and a separate path for receive.
Okay. So from my research, it works both ways. If you have, big enough components, so the resistors. We'll handle this thing would be ideal for a QRP rig. I 50 watts, I'm sure you could step things up a notch, but I've got 2-watt resistors and I think a 0.5-watt switches. I think the switches may be leaking a little bit, QRP, yes. 50 watts, you probably have to do something different on much bigger components. So.
Okay, that was going to be my next question. Those are 5-watt resistors, or they'll handle 5 watts?
These are 2-watt. So I think I may be pushing the limit on some of them, but it's on some of the components, but it's what I had. There would be some definite changes I would make to it, but it is working.
So Wade, Johnny, wrote me up a little small schematic one time for my SDR radios. I had the same need. I had the need to be able to transmit and go straight to the antenna, but when on receive, I wanted to route it in many different directions, which is basically the same thing you're doing. And he gave me an optocoupler that could sense it really, really fast that you were transmitting, and it would switch it out and give it a totally different path for transmit. But anyway, that's interesting. I'm at my next stop. I'm running my rounds today. Been all over the place. Got to go pick up prescription cat food. at the vet's office. So I got to run in here and then I'll be back out. But it looks good. Good job. KO4NUE, W4DJW.
Just let me know what you need me to do. Won't be an issue. And also, I still have some money for her as well. I'm not quite sure how to get that to her. But if you could advise, that would be great. Over.
I'll send you her email address, and you just Zelle it there the same way we did it before with Zelle.
Good. Okay. All right. Have a good day, sir. KO4NUE. I'm clear.
KO4DJW, clear.